with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still Simon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. Today is episode number 16. I am your host, Roger Landry, and the title of today's show is A Few Questions for Joe Bob. And for any of you out there who aren't really sure who Joe Bob is, I'm not one to be calling this guy the President of the United States. I have multiple reasons for thinking that. But I'm not going to, I'm not going to force them on anybody at this point. That's not what today's show is about. But today's show is about asking Joe Bob a few questions, and we'll get to that. Today's show presents an article written by an author I continue to gain more respect for every time I read one of his articles. And I'll give you more on this as we proceed. Before getting started, I would like to once again thank RBN for the platform. And for anybody who hasn't heard this before, let me reiterate. RBN, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the best platforms on the planet. Is it the biggest and the baddest? No, it isn't. Is it the richest? No, it isn't. Then why is it one of the best on the planet, as far as I'm concerned? Because it allows someone like me to give you the truth. And today, that is becoming a scarcity. It doesn't say a whole lot for those who would play God in America, but it's the truth. So RBN has its place in my heart as one of the best platforms on the planet and also a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. I would also like to say thank you for Sam. Sam is the show's producer, and as you've all heard me say before, and I will say every time we're ready to do a show, if it wasn't for Sam, you wouldn't be hearing any of this. Sam is the producer. Sam makes sure that you hear this and you hear it in a fashion that keeps you on the edge of your seat. Roger tends to raise his voice. He does that for exclamation. He doesn't do that for effect. Okay? So, Sam, you are appreciated. I would also like to say, as I do every week, thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio for the shows she replays this show every Thursday on Shake and Wake. But also for my newest show, I do two shows a week now, and my other show is called Eagle's Eye Report, and that is on Shake and Wake every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central. These are very significant components of my success, or the success of the Liberty Beacon Project's message getting out. This is why you will always hear me give my thanks to all three of them at the beginning of every show, every week. Okay. As usual, the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action, or the actions of those who are supposed to be representing us. So, let's get down to business. Again, title of the show, A Few Questions for Joe Bob. What follows is based on an article, as I told you, written by, and his name is Andrew W. Coy. It's not word for word, but it's a solid foundation of this presentation. A link to his original article, as well as more of his writings, will be included in tomorrow's article. And everybody knows what's coming here. Every single Monday, by noontime central, I publish an article related to this show with this show embedded in it. A link to his original article and to some of his other writings will be embedded in that article tomorrow. I'm also going to say something else most of you are getting pretty used to hearing, but it's a necessity. There will be no calls today, as I have way too much to pass on to you. But always remember, there is an article published on the LibertyBeacon.com on Mondays by noon Central Time. And it's a place where you can put both comments and questions. Do not think for one second if you put a comment or a question, it's going to be ignored. It's not going to be. Comments will be read and appreciated. Questions will be answered. And it won't be by someone else. It will be by me. So, let's roll. All right? I have a rough spot in my throat for what I'm about to give you, and I make no excuses and I make no apologies for this, because the questions that need to be asked are stark. All right? Things are going on today that just don't make any sense. One just can't understand why Joe Bob and his deep state do the things they do. Biden and his cabal are acting in a way that is totally against American heritage, and even more perilously against America's future. So here are some sincere, honest questions for the placeholder in the White House. Now, again, let me reiterate. A lot of the things that are going on today are extremely damaging, not only to America, but to America's appearance to the world. America's standing as a global leader. America's standing as an economic leader. America's standing as a, I don't know, I could go on and on. But if I had to put together a list of questions, this is what it would be. So let's start with the first one. Why are you leaving the southern border wide open with no troops, no army, and no border security in most places? It leaves children exposed to human trafficking and our countrymen vulnerable to terrorism. We know that tens of thousands of illegals are coming across the border and being bused to or flown to cities all across the United States. What they are not telling you, and you're hardly ever hearing, is that there are a hell of a lot more of them coming across the border that are never caught. Do you think somebody muling a big bag of fentanyl into the country is going to come across the border where they know they're going to be picked up and put on a bus and sent somewhere? Or do you think they're going to come across the border in a place where they know nobody's looking and nobody's going to be looking? So we're seeing drug trafficking. We're seeing human trafficking. And we're seeing the good possibility, if not the absolute fact, that there are terrorists crossing our border that wish America nothing good. Next question. Why do you allow a porous border facilitating illegal and unconstitutional immigration? Next question. Why, Mr. Biden, are you purposely ignoring your constitutional responsibility to protect the homeland? This is his job. His job is to protect the homeland. His job is to make sure our borders are secure. His job is to ensure that enemies of America don't have free pass into America. The cabals that wish to do nothing but bring illicit and deadly drugs into this country that have killed over a million people, fentanyl, aren't given free pass. And if you say, well, it's not free pass, of course it is. If he doesn't have the military down there, if it's needed, if he doesn't have the National Guard down there, if it's needed, if he doesn't increase the border security as needed, he's failing in his job, and he is ultimately responsible for every one of those deaths. This is his constitutional responsibility, and he's not just failing at it. He's outright ignoring it. If there were ever a ground for impeachment for Joe Bob, this is at the top of the list. Stop and think about that. That is an absolute fact. Not a guess, not something blown out of proportion, an absolute fact. This is an impeachable offense in magnitude. Next question. Why are you intentionally enacting policies that hike up the price of gasoline? Well, gee, what did he do on his first day in office? He shut down a pipeline. What did he also do? He stopped drilling and oil extraction in every place that he had any power whatsoever. What did that immediately do? It immediately threw the price of gas through the ceiling. Everybody out there who used to be able to fill their tank up for $25 are now paying between $60 and $75 to fill that same tank. How many people can actually afford that? But hey, we've only got 8% inflation. You get 100 to 150% increase in gas, or it's double or 1.5 times the price it was the day he stepped into office. How the hell do you call that 8%? But you're not being lied to. Next question. Why do you pursue policies that drive up the price of food? Why is the government paying farmers to literally plow their fields under? Why is the government paying farmers or ranchers to slaughter their herds, whether it be cows or pigs or turkeys or chickens? And yet we've got Joe Bob telling us not too long ago that there's going to be food shortages in our immediate future. We won't even talk about the fact that food processing plants across the country are having oopses, okay? They're going up in flames, or planes are hitting them by accident, and we're talking about 5 or 6 of them already, and I'd be willing to bet anybody listening to this, that's not even close to the inevitability. So we are looking at mechanisms in play that are being done specifically to drive up the cost of food. We all have to eat, don't we? Let's go to the next one. Why do you push an agenda that drives up inflation rates to over a 40-year high? And again, I would beg to tell you that the 40-year high is based on the 8 to 8.5% inflation rate they're telling everybody that we have, which in fact we don't. Our inflation rate is easily in the double digits, and it's probably well into the double digits. But if they tell you it's 8.5%, you're going to believe it. Why? Because most of you are conditioned to believe it. This is the programmed ignorance that reigns supreme in America. If you stop to consider what I'm saying, how many people know this? How many? All right. So, again, the price of food's going up, price of gas is going up, and if you take a look at the price of food and the increases in beef and the increases in just about any food, a gallon of milk, a gallon of gas, tell me it's 8.4%. I'll kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets if that's 8.4%. But that's what you're being told. Next question. Why did you demand policies that led to a supply chain issue, thus resulting in empty shelves on grocery stores and food shortages? Well, we've already talked about this, but let's add a few more things to the fire here, a few more logs. Part of what caused that? Vaccine mandates, which are, believe it or not, against the Nuremberg Code, but we could always go into that a little bit more later. Yes, they are against the Nuremberg Code, and that is an absolute fact, not a guess, not a joke. Okay, that's part of it. Another part of it, the price of fuel. Another part of it, mandates. Mandates, mandates, mandates. I started out with that, I'm going to end up with that. What do we have? We have supply chain shortages all across the country, and we're being told it may be a year, unless things are actually getting worse, before anything gets back to even a semblance of normalcy. These are all policies instituted by Joe Bob and his handlers, because Joe Bob's not doing any of this. It's those who are pulling his strings. This guy doesn't even have enough brains. He just gave a speech again the other day, and he sounded like somebody who was either drunk or high. So if you think he's making these decisions, he's not. But he's the front man being blamed for it. He's the puppet. And what we are looking at is food shortages and a bunch of other issues that are in our face, you and me, we the people, because of policies that are coming from his mouth when he can read the teleprompter correctly. Next one. Why promote policies that have made the price of homes unaffordable for many families and made it so that rental properties are out of reach of many couples? I don't know if anybody's been looking, but if you take a look, you will find out that there are a lot of people that are in trouble today. A lot of people whose credit cards are maxed out. A lot of people who just don't have money. They're selling their homes. They're selling their properties. They're selling their rental properties. And there are companies out there, big companies, buying all of this up for pennies on the dollar almost. And they will control going forward the housing situation in America, which gives them a tremendous amount of power. A very small issue along these same lines happened in 2008 to 2010 when we had the housing bubble pop. This is going to make the housing bubble pop of 2008, 2010 look like a game, look like a warm-up. Yes. And the people that are buying these properties are doing it intentionally. And the fact that you won't be able to afford a place to live very soon, especially if you're a renter, is not a joke. And again, this all falls back on policies instituted by Joe Bob's governance. None of this was happening before Joe Bob got into office. None of it. Next one. Why have you brought us to a place where there is a shortage of fertilizer for farmers? Thus, the yield on crops will be smaller. There will be even less food for American families. I would tend to argue a little bit with this point because a lot of our fertilizers come from either, guess where, the Ukraine or Russia. And right now, they're not worried a whole lot about that. Right now, Joe Bob has thrown sanctions on Russia big time. And the last thing they're worried about in Ukraine right now is getting a lot of fertilizer out to the rest of the world. So is there some effectuation from the policies of America in the amount of fertilizer that goes out across the entire planet, not just the United States, although we're supposedly the wheat basket of the world and the corn basket of the world? So, yes, there is some effect there, but it's not all dependent on Joe Bob's policies, but I would say his policies do have some sway in the fact that the fertilizer available to our farmers, and we have a lot of farmland in this country, that hasn't already been bought up by Bill Gates, but that's another story altogether. So, lack of fertilizer doesn't mean they can't plant crops. It means those crops will be much more sparse, and some farmers won't plant. Next one. Why are citizens who acted within their legal rights during the January 6th rally imprisoned in Washington, D.C.? Why are they imprisoned in Washington, D.C.? I have done several shows about this discussing the fact that in most cases, the biggest thing you could blame a vast majority of these individuals on was taking selfies after the, guess what? The Congressional Police, the Capitol Police, invited them in. There's actual videos of the police opening the door and inviting these people in. They're walking through the halls of Congress taking selfies. They're not destroying things. They're not blowing things up. They're not shooting anybody. They're taking selfies. Yet these people, and in some cases, have been locked up for how long? Without representation. These are political prisoners. This is America. This isn't the Soviet Union. This isn't communist China. This isn't, I don't know, Cuba. But yet, for walking through the Capitol building, taking selfies, they've been locked up for, what, a year without representation. These are political prisoners. Did you ever thought you would see that in America? Why do they remain in American gulags without being officially charged, without the provision of bail? Why? These are not, these people are a lot less dangerous than those who rioted in our streets, burned our, I don't know, downtowns to the ground, killed people, but those are mainly peaceful protests. And if they got arrested, they got released the next day, and not on bail, a lot of them were just released. But yet, you have people from January 6th that were walking through the Capitol building taking selfies that are still in the gulags without the provision of bail, and in a lot of cases, without representation. And this is all being done by Joe Bob. And when I say Joe Bob, I mean his handlers. We all know that by now, so I won't have to repeat it every time. Next point. Why did you say it is illegal and an insurrection to question the outcome of the stolen 2020 election? Why would you tell the American people that it's illegal and an insurrection to question what we know was an illegal election? What we know was stolen. We have had states already step up to say that is a fact. We have states step up to say, you know, well, we see that this wasn't right. We saw that that isn't, but you know what? Let's just move on. It's too late to do anything about it now. Michigan's doing that. That happened in Georgia. That happened in, I could give you half a dozen states where they're already saying it wasn't right. But we should just move on. Now we're being told it's illegal and you are an insurrectionist if you question the election. Why would they say that unless they had something to hide? Unless they were terrified that the truth would come out and they would end up in prison? No. These are called preemptive strikes. Look at them. They're coming right at your face. Duck! Why are you against voter identification to vote lawfully, but are insistent on a vaccination passport to enter a store or fly in a plane? Okay, stop and think about what I just said. To vote in this country, there are certain prerequisites everybody needs to meet. And without voter identification, there's no way to prove that. But yet, you're going to tell me that I need a vaccination passport to enter a store or fly on a plane. I'm going to give you just a little bit deeper, okay, something on this than most of these questions, because we don't have time to do it on all of the questions. But this one really gets to me bad. The CDC has admitted, the WHO has admitted, and more healthcare organizations across the planet than you can count have already admitted that even the fully vaccinated can get COVID. As a matter of fact, more people that are fully vaccinated are dying from quote-unquote COVID today than are dying from COVID that are not vaccinated at all. But we'll leave that aside. We've already been told that this thing cannot keep you from getting COVID, even if you're fully vaccinated. It cannot keep your body from storing COVID, even if you're fully vaccinated. It cannot keep you from transmitting COVID, even though you're fully vaccinated. Yet, if you've got a vaccination passport, you can get on a plane and fly. If you don't, you can't. Stop and think about what I just said, okay? You can still give people COVID even if you're fully vaccinated. You can still give it to them. But yet you've got that little, I don't know, thing on your phone, that little vaccine pass that says you've been fully vaccinated so you can get on that plane. Can you tell me where the tyranny starts and stops here? But yet you're going to go to the most important thing in the continuance of America as a sovereign nation, its elections, and allow anybody with no form of identification to go in and pull the lever? Why? Why? One absolutely should require identification. The other one, it's absolutely insane to require it, especially when you know what you're trying to guard against can't be guarded against. I could have 15 vaccines and I could still give you COVID. The only thing those vaccines are doing are making my symptoms less traumatic. This has already been admitted. I'm not putting out anything everybody shouldn't already know. But these are the policies being instituted by Joe Bob. All right, let's go on to the next one. Why do you call your enemies white supremacists? Why? White supremacists carries a very bad stigma in this country. Don't ask me why. Gee, maybe it's because white supremacists are bad people. And truly white supremacists are those who would put, those who would put someone who doesn't look like them under their thumb. Those who would invent or, exacerbate things like slavery. Am I going to tell you that white supremacy is a good thing? No, I'm not. And everybody knows that. It's got a negative stigma in everybody's mind, whether you're white, black, brown, red, yellow, green, purple, or orange. We all think white supremacists are bad people. All of us do. And if they are defined properly and accused properly, then it is justified. But if every single person who says something against what you propose or what you mandate or what you direct is called a white supremacist? Basically, what you've done is entered fear porn into the entire scenario, and you've done it intentionally. The next one. Why did 7 states all stop counting votes at the same time on election night? Every single one of them stopped counting votes at the exact same time. That can't happen. The only way that can happen is if that is a rigged scenario. But nobody will talk about that. And I won't go any deeper into that because we're about to come up on a commercial. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Okay? If anybody ever delved into this election deep enough to put all of the actual cheating on a platter, there would be enough to feed the entire population of this planet for a century. When I can tell you that there is proof that all of these voting machines were hooked up to the internet and that the IP addresses of those who actually got into these machines is available, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hear my words out of my heart.
I have made a promise, and I will keep this promise, that one of these days I'm going to do a show on that song. If you actually listen to the words and you know what's going on around you today, it is so apropos, it's insane. But let's get back to this, because I actually have a whole heck of a lot of questions that I need to put in front of you, and I'm falling behind at this point, so I'm going to be stepping through some of them rather quickly. I do want to say one more thing. I was caught by the commercial there. On the way out, I was telling you that there is an actual video showing each one of these national election machines, voting machines, tied to the internet, which they're not supposed to be. Not only that, but it shows the actual people or IP addresses that access these machines. Yes, it lists the IP addresses. Some of them are in Italy. Some of them are in Russia. Some of them are in China. But again, don't look here. Nothing going on. So let's continue on from there, okay? Why are you trying to make it illegal for your political opponents to run for office? There have already been several conservatives who have literally had absolute junk trials with liberal judges telling them they're not qualified to run for office when in fact they are. This is on the increase. If you can't beat them, make it illegal for them to run for office. This is what we're starting to see. If you do a little research, you're going to find that that is increasing across the country. Okay? Maybe that's how they'll protect their majority. I happen to think that it's going to cause more fluff or more screens in their face than they can handle. Okay. Do you believe it is constitutional to make your political opponents political prisoners? This is exactly what's going on with the January 6th individuals. They are political prisoners, and not because they burned down the center of towns, not because they killed people, not because they destroyed businesses, but because they walked through, these conservatives walked through the Capitol building taking selfies. Stop and think about that. Okay? Why would your government lie about the COVID virus where it actually originated? I'm going to give this very little because next week I'm going to be doing a show that's going to cover a lot of this. But suffice it to say, Joe Bob is more than, I don't know. He doesn't want to mess with China. He doesn't. And we'll leave it at that because next week we're going to be talking about this a whole lot more. Why did you shut down schools, make the wearing of masks mandatory, require citizens to keep 6 feet apart, and impose an experimental vaccine upon the nation when it was clear that this solution did not work? By the time Joe Bob got into office, he had already been told, and Fauci already knew, and they all knew this from the beginning, that none of this was working. None of it would work, but yet it was imposed anyway. And you were all penalized if you didn't follow the rules. And we're talking about an experimental vaccination that was only authorized under emergency authorization. Okay, which means you can't mandate it and nobody has to take it. But they were coerced and forced into it. Why did your government cancel doctors who called for herd immunity? Again, we've got something, a virus that has the knockdown power of the yearly flu. A mortality rate of 0.2 for adults with, and that's older adults with comorbidities. They were probably going to die of the flu if they got it, okay? And this is a coronavirus, which is basically a flu, all right? So you have, let's go to the next question. Why did you force an experimental vaccine on the citizenry when it is clearly a violation of the Nuremberg Code? If it is an experimental vaccine, you cannot force it on anybody. But if you coerce them into, if you tell them you don't have a job, if you tell them your kids can't go to school, if you tell them you can't go into the store and buy food, if you tell them they have no choice or they can't live. And if you mandate it, and through coercion you basically force it, this drives right up into the parking lot of the Nuremberg trial. Why during COVID did you lock down schools and churches but keep open liquor stores, hemp centers, and needle exchanges? I'll let you guys think about that one yourself, okay? Because that makes absolutely no freaking sense at all. It doesn't. Well, actually it does, but I don't have time to go into that. That's another whole show. Why are you against allowing individual states within our federal system to decide their own laws with respect to pro-life issues? Well, if Roe v. Wade does get canceled out, it goes back to the states where it was originally to make their own decisions. But Joe Bob is going to do everything he can, including another summer of mostly peaceful protests, meaning your cities are going to get burned to the ground because of Roe v. Wade. He is literally right now standing up to drive this as hard as he can when it literally will not make it illegal in this country to have an abortion. It just gives that back, that authority back over to the state where it was originally. And if you have a state that says you can't do it, move to a state or go to a state where you can to get it. But you're not being told that. You're being told that it's going to be illegal. Again, you're being lied to. Again, the programmed ignorance is so deep you're drowning in it. Okay. Why are you in favor of more federal legislative protection for snakes, alligators, and turtles more than you are for protecting living babies inside the womb? And it's exactly true. And for everybody out there who truly 100% believes in your right to get an abortion, I'm not going to tell you that you're a bad person if you do that. I'm not going to tell you you're an evil person. I don't agree with you, but I have the right to not agree with you. But basically, it's a valid question, okay? It is. And most conservatives would be asking that question. Obviously, the author of this article is a conservative. Why would your deep state create a ministry of truth? Why? This is a country that is based on inalienable rights, of which the First Amendment, not the Ninth, not the Tenth, not even the Fourth or the Fifth, the very first one is your ability to speak your mind. But yet, true to the Soviet Union, true to Mao Zedong, true to Castro, Joe Bob and his administration have put together the Ministry of Truth. Why? Because going forward, up into an election, they know they're going to get slaughtered in. They need to curb as much of the conservative speech like I'm doing right now as possible. They need to shut it down as much as possible. In order to do that, you need a function in Washington, D.C. to back you. Anybody out there who is telling you that this Ministry of Truth, yeah, it's in the DHS, but it really doesn't have any teeth. They're full of crap. If this was never going to be weaponized, it wouldn't have been put in the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. It was put in the Department of Homeland Security so it could be weaponized. And once they've taken away your First Amendment right, how many of the others do you think are protected? The answer to that is none of them. If we let them get away with this, kiss America's butt goodbye. It won't exist as we're being taught, or we're taught it exists anymore. Why does your government look much more like George Orwell's novel rather than the Norman Rockefeller picture? I don't think that even has to be gone over or explained at all. I think it pretty much self-evident exactly what he intended when he wrote that. Is it you and your deep state who will be deciding what is truth and fact and what is disinformation or misinformation? Of course they will. Let me tell you all something right now. You can all check on this if you wish. Nina, the girl who's going to be running this thing, other than the fact that she did a TikTok video explaining to the whole world her deepest thoughts to the tune of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah, there's a Mary Poppins moment for you. Other than that fact, this woman who is running this new organization, this new board, just prior to the 2020 election, was telling the entire country and the world that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation and Trump's election staff disinformation, and Trump was all Russia, Russia, Russia. She's now going to be running this board. Stop and think about what I just said. The woman who was putting out some of the biggest disinformation that literally affected a national presidential election that may have changed the entire course of this country is going to be put in charge of the Ministry of Truth. Why? It's not because she's really, really good at keeping people from giving disinformation. It's because she's really, really good at giving you disinformation. And that's a provable fact. That's not even a guess. Do you recognize and adhere to the First and Second Amendments? That's the next question. Obviously, that's a no. First off, he wants to take your guns away. Absolutely, because if you ain't got no guns, and right now, the American population has, it could be estimated between 300 and 500 million guns, a whole lot more than just about any other standing army on the entire planet, actually way more than any standing army on the planet. They want your guns because they can't really squash you unless they take them. And your First Amendment rights? Well, let's talk about the Ministry of Truth. Let's talk about the government deciding what is misinformation and what is disinformation. And you need to stick to what they say, or else And if you don't think it's not going to be weaponized, you're a moron. It wouldn't have been put in DHS if they didn't intend to weaponize it. Do you believe that all of our laws, policies, and presidential executive orders must adhere and follow the Bill of Rights? Obviously, no. Again, we go back to the Ministry of Truth. So obviously, no, he doesn't believe that. Will the Ministry of Truth fall underneath and will it be in line with the U.S. Constitution, also be subject to Supreme Court decisions? Well, it may have to be subject to Supreme Court decisions, but whether or not it adheres to the Constitution, it has already blown through that. There is no constitutional platform, no constitutional basis at all for the government to step up to say, from now on, we will tell you what is the truth and you will adhere to that. Well, the answer to that is no. They will not adhere to the Constitution. End of story when it comes to the Ministry of Truth. We'll see what the Supreme Court does. Because if the Supreme Court bellies out on this, again, kiss America goodbye. It doesn't exist anymore. If the Supreme Court will not hold up even the First Amendment, none of the others exist. Why does the deep state surveillance community believe it is mostly peaceful protests when BLM or Antifa commit violence, but it is a treasonous insurrection when MAGA commits less offense? Again, we're talking about January 6th. We're talking about walking through the freaking Congress and taking selfies versus literally burning towns, cities, downtowns to the ground. People dying. People being, I don't know, released the day after for committing violence, being released and said, okay, go on your way, you're cool. Why is it happening that if the blue side of the coin does massive amounts of damage and violence, it's mostly peaceful? If the conservative side marches through Congress, a vast majority of them taking selfies, they get locked away for over a year without representation as insurrectionists. Is there anybody out there that could put any sense to that? Because if you can, you're an idiot. Why did you say MAGA is the most extreme political group in American history? Make America Great Again, according to Joe Bob, is the most extreme political group in American history. I'm not even going to do this justice with anger. That is the stupidest thing that's ever come out of this guy's mouth. He has just declared half of America to be the most extreme political group ever in the history of this country. Are you kidding me? Why did your Department of Defense leave $83 billion worth of military equipment for the terrorists in Afghanistan to keep? That says it all by itself. Why has your Secretary of State made it easier for the government of Iran to possess nuclear weapons? That says it all by itself. Why does your government want to treat Israel and Iran equally? Again, we don't have to put much into that. And I'm running out of time, so I've got to start skipping over these a little bit quicker. Why are you so much more worried about the borders of Ukraine facing foreign invasion than you are about America's? It is his constitutional responsibility from the time he is sworn into office to protect the borders of America. He is not only not doing it, he's not only neglecting it, he is intentionally avoiding it. The man needs to be impeached. He is putting America at danger, every single person that crosses that border. Why does your budget have more dollars for the protection of Ukraine's borders than it does for the protection of America's borders? Yeah, again, that says it all by itself. Is Taiwan going to be a sacrificial lamb for you to stay in China's good graces? Well, when you consider that he's compromised, when you consider that China has a complete copy of Hunter's laptop hard drive, I would say I wouldn't be surprised. Why are you so intent on driving Christians, conservatives, and constitutionalists out of the military? Yeah. A mandate to our military that is literally killing our military. And if you take a look at those who have been vaccinated in the military, their own database shows that cancer in the vaccinated in our military, in some cases, has gone up by almost 1,000%. Esophageal cancer, 795%. Ovarian cancer, 595%. Testicular cancer, almost 400%. This is just in the military, where they've basically been told you take these vaccines or else. These are in the vaccinated military individuals. Can you imagine what it's like in the rest of the country? Why do you allow our military to become more woke than warrior? I won't even touch that because I think everybody knows exactly what's going on. Actually, I'll touch it a little bit. When you tell the military, if you want to be a girl, we'll let you be a girl. If you want to be a guy, we'll let you be a guy. We'll even pay to have it done. In other words, we're going to take you off the front line. We're going to take you off your submarine. We're going to take you out of your fighter jet. We're going to take you out of wherever. And we're going to put you in a hospital and go through what may be 2, 3, 4, 5 months of surgeries and then recoveries that have nothing to do with protecting this country. Then when you go back out, you may be in a situation where girls aren't allowed. Why? What does this have to do with military preparedness? What? And why is our money, our military budget being spent on this? Why? Why does your military leadership seem to empathize more with Marx, Mao, and Che than they do with Grant, Ike, and Patton? I'll leave that one alone because I could talk about that one for an hour all by itself. Why do you think it's acceptable for public schools to groom our young children as transsexuals, LGBTQ? Why do you think 5- and 6-year-olds need to know anything about this? Why do there need to be drag queen days where they come in and tell your 5- and 6-year-olds how great it is to be something you're not? Why do you think it's good to put this idea in their head at a point where sex isn't even a part of their brain? If there truly are more than two sexes, how many exactly are there? That was the next question. Here's the next question. Why do you want curricula in our schools that will teach kids to hate each other because of the color of their skin? This is America. We went through 3 decades of riots, protests, so on and so forth, and a lot of it was justified. To bring it to the point where in this country, it didn't matter whether you were black, brown, or white. It didn't matter. And that's where we were not too long ago. And now with critical race theory, we are again teaching our children there is a difference between being black and white. That's exactly what it teaches. And that's why parents hate it. They don't have no choice in a lot of cases. Why do you refuse to put many violent criminals in jail, giving early release to others? Why do you ignore massive robberies taking place in our cities with no one being held accountable? Why? Because we got to defund the police. There's another one I'm going to do an entire show on. Just think, that question in itself speaks volumes. Why are you pushing curricula in our schools that teach children to hate our founding fathers, despise our founding fathers, to even change the date of America's birth? Why did you tolerate mobs of BLM and Antifa pulling down statues of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt? Why? This is all what's happening. These are just some of the questions. Mr. Biden, I'd really appreciate hearing your answers. I'm asking for a friend. No, actually, I'm asking for 330 million friends. And I really look forward to your reply. Now, we're all aware that it's going to be a cold day in hell when Joe Bob will take the time to answer even one of these questions, as his truthful answers would only succeed in further tanking his already dismal approval rating. It is even possible, or is it even possible, to have negative approval ratings? Maybe Joe Bob will show us that going forward. although it wasn't a complete list of questions I just presented to you, we're a good start at what we the people need answers for. If this is all taken at face value, we know one thing for sure, okay? We have a traitor to America, or a puppet of the traitors, sitting in the White House, a supposed representative of the people whose only mission or intent is the destruction of America. And some of you are saying, gee, Roger, why do you say the destruction of America? Look at what I just presented to you. Think of what I just presented to you. I'm going to destroy the military. I'm going to destroy the education system. I'm going to destroy the medical system. I'm going to destroy the supply chain. I'm going to destroy your food processing. I'm going to destroy politics. And I'm going to destroy your ability to talk about any of it. You tell me how any one of them fits into a constitutional republic. You tell me and you convince me, and I will kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon, and I will let you sell tickets. All of this is happening right now in America. And if you don't get off your damn butt and start talking about it and doing something about it and calling your representatives and complaining about it, then just shut up, because it's all going to come over you like a tidal wave and there won't be a damn thing you can do about it. America is in the worst situation we have ever been in since our founding. Right now, we have a puppet in Washington, D.C., whose intent, the sole intent of these people, is the destruction of America. Try and convince me with all I just told you that that's anything but true. And the longer this guy sits there, the worse your life's going to get. The worse America's going to get. The worse our standing in the world is going to get. This is 45 questions that absolutely need to be answered. I'm going to make you all a bet. None of them ever will be, unless these people are put on trial. You better make sure, as a starter, that there is a red wave in November. You better make damn right well sure it's a massive tsunami. And you better make sure that these aren't rhinos you're putting there who are only Republicans because they know it's going to get them elected. When they get there, who do they buddy up with? The Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, should I go on? We need to make sure the conservatives literally take over this government and ride roughshod over Joe Bob for the next 2 years. If we don't, stop complaining, you're part of the problem. And you are. Be back next week. Believe me, it won't be boring. Thank you.
In tenement halls, in whispers.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.